I'm David Brancaccio in St. Paul today. Video games are bigger than movies and music combined. What can the games and the vast industry that surrounds them teach us about economics, business, money, careers, equity? We have an ongoing project on the Marketplace Morning Report called Skin in the Game here and with streaming video. Today, I travel to Detroit to learn about a video game about housing discrimination where the only violence is in the economics. We all know .com. Time to meet Dot, short for Dorothea, a character in a two-dimensional interactive video game out of Detroit called Dot's Home. In this dreamlike sequence, Dot has found a portal back in time.
She gets a hold of a magic key and travels through time to figure out that these choices that her family has made about their housing and opportunity, they are not easy.
Christina Rosales is a community activist and co-creator of the game, which is free on Steam or mobile platforms.
We wanted to tell a multi-generational story because when you think about housing disadvantage, it is cumulative. It has the ability to get worse and worse the worse your family is, and it has the opportunity to get exponentially better if you come from a place of privilege and wealth.
Dot and game players moving through the game with Dot get to hear about her grandparents' roots as sharecroppers in the South who moved to Detroit for better lives working in car factories. In search of a place to live, they run into discrimination and predatory practices. These require tough choices. The game has dialogue balloons like a comic book. We'll read out a few.
"We want the house, but that Murphy fellow is just making us choose between a contract for deed or renting the place."
When banks refuse to lend to black people, real estate companies might draw up something called a contract for deed. It's like rent to own. Under some circumstances, these can be dicey. Fail to pay on time even once, start over. Your equity vanishes.
"Never mind the fact that it could take us between 5 and 50 years to pay the house off in the first place. I just wish we could get a loan."
The grandparents back in the late 1950s. Dot's parents come to their own crossroads in the early 1990s, whether to stay with bonds of community in the city or move out to, quote, nicer suburbs. Here are the choices for game players.
"Somewhere where you and your kids can grow without worry.
A street where everybody knows your name.
A neighborhood where you shop at the supermarket without being stared at."
"My name's Evan Narcis, and I'm part of the creative team on Dot's Home. I was the lead writer and kind of narrative designer. When you think about video games, I think the predominant image in most people's heads are like really violent first-person shooters, power fantasies. But video games, like movies, like books, like music, they can be a storytelling medium, and you can tell lots of different kinds of stories within that medium."
Among his many credits, Narcis has worked on 3 Spider-Man games.
The idea of trying to talk about social issues and policy through a video game fascinated me. But then you get to, quite honestly, the blackness of it all. You know, like housing justice is something that impacts marginalized communities, black folks in particular. I felt deeply connected to that.
The game is a collaboration of multimedia storytellers and housing justice advocates called the Rise Home Stories Project. Funding is from philanthropies like the Ford Foundation. Its nonprofit social mission brings with it extra freedom.
Most like commercial and mainstream entertainments, including video games, you know, they have to modulate how they present a worldview by virtue of needing to turn a profit, right? We didn't have to think about that.
And this 2D game is being taken to a new 3D level. Anthony Baber was there.
"We had kids in the audience. We're like, this is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. And I think there's a level of importance where it comes to people of color being involved in the gaming industry or having a say in how we tell our stories."
Baber is director of community and culture at Detroit Action, an advocacy group that was part of the team that turned this video game into a fully fledged stage production where that 2D on-screen character Dot becomes Dot live action 3D. More on that here tomorrow. We know you have video gamers in your life who also like clicking on YouTube. Our latest Skin in the Game video just came out today. Our YouTube handle is Marketplace APM.